This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left, 23 left. Will. One, two, three.
It's time now for the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Now, here's your host, Nate Geary.
I was lying the whole time, all week, when I was like, this game doesn't matter. I was emotionally hedging, and I'm a lying, no good dummy who doesn't know a damn thing about a thing. 'Cause that was fun.
You know what sucks? I should have known. I believed you. I let you get me there.
TJ, we've been working together for
that's on you.
Better part of a decade.
I should know better.
If you couldn't see through the hollowness that is me, just like absolutely frauds. I'm as big of a fraud as like the Chiefs were the 9-0 team. I mean, they were a fraudulent 9-0 team, and the Bills took it to them. It was a close game throughout, but the Bills ran away at the end. The Bills did what teams that beat the Chiefs have to do. They scored touchdowns at the end of the game. They were aggressive on 4th-and-2. The play that will be on, I don't know, ESPN, NFL Network, you name it. It's going to be on it for the next, 12 hours. So enjoy it. Sit back. I mean, listen, in all reality, I was definitely not of the mind that this game had all of the implications that everybody wanted it to have. I think largely it's a regular season game. It's week 11. And this is what the league is really good at. It's selling its product. And this is the peak of its product. As it stands today, this is the best that the league has to offer. It has two unbelievable quarterbacks in Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And two good coaches. One is great, a Hall of Famer in Andy Reid. The other one is a very good defensive coach in the NFL in Sean McDermott. And yes, it's a regular season game. And yes, part of the reason I was emotionally hedging was because they got to do it in January. They have to beat this Kansas City team in the playoffs. And that's for another day. But I think what excited me about the game, but also what put me in this sort of mood about this game, was I just didn't want to take a lot if they lost. I didn't want to look too deeply into it. I didn't want to crown a season, a certain thing, based on a result of a Week 11 game. And I'm not going to do that today, even after the victory. But what I will say about this game is that it showed me that the Bills are capable of beating any team. And the next real test, the actual, sort of measuring stick game, is going to be here in 4 weeks in Detroit when they face off against a team that is just an absolute wagon. And it's very possible that if the Bills finally make a Super Bowl, that's going to be the team that they end up playing. So listen, the Bills beat an undefeated 9-0 Kansas City Chiefs team that I don't think was particularly good. They weren't good today. They haven't really been good all season. But they're the Chiefs. They find ways to win. They turn it on when they have to. Like, they sort of plotted around all game on offense. And then when they go down two scores, Patrick Mahomes literally drives down the field and scores a touchdown like right away. And you're just like, where has this been all game? But that's the Kansas City Chiefs. They just, their ability to to turn it to 100 whenever they need to is a skill that very few teams in NFL history have been able to execute at the level that Kansas City Chiefs had. And the Bills were absolutely thinking to themselves, we cannot kick this field goal, go up 5. This game will be over. And I'm glad that Sean McDermott thought that way. That was the field goal of death. To me, kicking that field goal was and just admitting that you probably are never going to beat this team if you kick that field goal. And they didn't. And kudos to Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott, by the way, the head coach that last week after a 30-20 win on the road to go to 8-2 for the first time since 1993, I had like three straight callers calling in to tell me that he should be fired. I hope we don't get there tonight because Sean, I think, coached a great game. His defense probably played its best game against a Patrick Mahomes team since, you know, he's been in the league. I thought they did such a good job of maintaining their pass rush lanes, compressing the pocket around Mahomes and not letting him break, contain, extend those plays for a super long time. There was only a handful of those plays in this game. And listen, on those handful of plays, Patrick Mahomes made you pay. So I thought Gregory Rousseau played a great game. I thought Terrell Bernard played another tremendous, he is to me right now one of the most valuable players on this team. Christian Benford's a stud. I tweeted this during the game. Christian Benford, 6th-round pick. Terrell Bernard, 3rd-round pick. And who was the other guy? Oh, Khalil Shakir, 5th-round pick. Taron Johnson, 4th-round pick. I mean, this team is filled with guys that Brandon Bean has gone out and plucked that are not blue-chip talent players, developed them, and now you've got three guys that are day three picks that are going to absolutely break the bank. I mean, Terrell Bernard's going to make a lot of money. Christian Benford might set the cornerback market. He's going to be right up there with Patrick Surtain. And I'm not even, it's not hyperbole, it's not dramatic. That's how good he is and how good this team is. So, yeah, it's exciting. The feeling that everyone will have now going into this bye week to me is one of excitement. You're going to get to watch football next week and get to enjoy it and not have to worry about playoff standings. Listen, the Bills probably still won't get the 1 seed. And that's okay. But I will say, the way the Bills beat the Chiefs today makes me think that they are a team that's going to lose once to probably Los Angeles, and probably they should have already lost to Denver. Denver, Bo Nix is a wagon. Bo Nix is a fun football player. Justin Herbert's a fun football player. So, you know, listen, I think the Chiefs, they've got Carolina next week. Congratulations, guys. You get to, after your loss to the Bills, your consolation prize, you get to go play Carolina and go beat up on a JV squad. And then everyone will talk about how they've got, that was their get-right game, playing Bryce Young, who is as big as my little cousin, who's in 9th grade. All right, let's go to the phones, get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Castro kicks us off tonight on the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Castro, don't disappoint.
I'm going to try not to.
All right. What do you got, brother?
I'm going to do my best. Go Bills. Great win. Josh Allen being here is the best thing we've had since Kelly, obviously. But I want to just ask you one question. I want an honest answer. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but how confident are you in Sean McDermott in crucial situations in the postseason? How confident are you in that? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Castro. I would say that I'm confident that, I don't know. I don't really want that to be the question right now. I don't know. Listen, he has fallen short. Just like everybody on this team, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, they have fallen short of their goal the last several seasons, right? But Sean's a great defensive mind. He's got this team playing at a very high level. This is a well-coached football team, and the better they play, the more that Josh Allen shows he can protect the ball, be given the opportunity to put the ball in his hands in winning situations and make those plays, the more confident Sean McDermott's going to be in those situations come playoff time on 4th and 2. Sean has to be exactly the guy he was tonight on 4th and 2 with the game on the line, putting the ball in Josh Allen's hands to win the game. That needs to be what Sean Sean McDermott is for the rest of the season and moving forward. And if he is that, then I am confident he is going to make the right decisions in those games, and he's going to lead this team to win a Super Bowl. Josh Allen, to me, guys, they've got to win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen. He is so damn good. He is as fun and entertaining as any quarterback in the league. Though there's a reason why everybody talked about this game leading up to it. It's because these two quarterbacks are pay-per-view television. And we saw the full experience today. A couple of a bad interception from Josh on a fourth down. And I liked the aggressiveness going for that fourth down. I think they needed a better play call. They are 15-3 now since Joe Brady has taken over as the offensive coordinator. He probably has the most optimized version. If Sean McDermott, if it took him 7 years to build the team from a coaching perspective, a development perspective, and a scheme perspective, I think this is the image of the franchise that he wanted when he took over. It's not always easy to build what you need in a year, two, three, four, even with elite quarterback play. And listen, the Bills are going to, they're sticking with it. They're sticking with Sean McDermott. They're not firing Sean. If it was going to happen, it would have happened last year, but they stuck through it, made the playoffs, went on the run, and you know, the rest is history. They're going to get a week to get healthy. They're going to get their all-pro linebacker back. They're going to get their rookie wide receiver who started to really ascend before the injury, and they're going to get Amari Cooper in 2 weeks be healthier than he is today. He didn't play a ton today, and how about this? Curtis Samuel really played well today, his best game as a Bill by far. And I think if you look at it from this perspective, that Curtis Samuel now slots in as your wide receiver four. You've got a healthy Dalton Kincaid. You really saw what, if you have to ask Dawson Knox to elevate his game and his performance, he's capable of doing it. He did it today, played a great game. It's exciting because of how they won today with the players that they didn't have. They're going to get presumably they're going to get Dwayne Carter back, and they're likely going to get Dwan Smoot back. They've got Quentin Jefferson playing really well. They've got a really good situation right now. The question is, can they sustain it? Can they keep winning? And in this stretch of three games coming up after the bye week, San Francisco, LA, and Detroit, if they can get through those games and be 2-1, I'm going to feel very, very good about the prospects of this team moving forward in the season. And yes, I will feel fine about who is the head coach when those important playoff games get underway. Tomorrow on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio at 10, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Chopin Bulldog at 3. They'll have former Bill Eric Wood with them at 4. And then 8 p.m., Westwood One presents the Texans at the Cowboys. The battle of the, what do they call Texas, TJ? Is it the, what's this, what, it's the something state. It's the...
Why can't I think of this? You know what?
It's got a nickname.
I know.
It's the
Longhorn State.
Longhorn State. Yes, sir.
Why could, if Zach was here,
he'd be in his car punching.
Right,
he's punching his steering wheel. He might turn around and come back to work.
Honestly,
actually,
I don't think that's going to happen.
He's not going to do that. All right, Buffalo Bills football Monday, all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Tons of player sound to get to on the other side. We'll keep getting connected with our fans. 803-0550 is the number. Bob and John, hang on. I'll get to you guys on the other side. You got to get some breaks in here as well. And we'll continue on here on the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Wide open, it's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Well, welcome to the end zone, Curtis Samuel. A 12-yard touchdown reception, his first as a Buffalo Bill.
You know, Josh Allen, as Christine McVie once said, you make love and fun. I had that one cooking in my head for like 3-4 minutes.
You were... I was saying nothing.
You were looking at me, and I was grinning. I was just like, I was excited to drop that.
I like it.
All right, welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. I'm Nick Geary. That is TJ Luckman, and the Bills get a pretty great win, 30-21. They move to 9-2. The Chiefs fall to 9-1, and the Bills are now a half game back of the number one seed in the AFC. Let's get connected with our fans, brought to you by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's go to John, who's been waiting patiently. Thank you, John. You're on the Overtime Show, and good evening to you.
Well, thank you for the show. I'm going to make you happy. I was one of those Fire McDermott calls last week, so this week I'm going to call to say I'm a dummy. I'm an idiot. I think he's getting better as a coach, and, I mean, they gutted their roster last offseason. They get 9-2 right behind Kansas City. I mean, and I think the path is open on us for – I mean, who really scares you? Baltimore isn't so scary anymore. Pittsburgh I'm not impressed with. I mean – I'm starting to like our chances more and more this season. So go Bills. Hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. Listen, you know, I was you know, doing the whole McDermott thing at the conclusion of the Denver Broncos game. And listen, it's why you never take an NFL game. You never make an NFL game than like more than what it is in a week to week. It's a week to week league. You know, what they did against the Ravens compared to what they did today. If the Bills played the game the way they did today against the Ravens, I feel like they would have had a good shot of beating the Ravens back in week four. But that, again, that's the NFL. It's a week to week league, and taking too much from one game or two, you know, it's a fickle, fickle beast, the NFL, and it's a difficult league, and Puna Ford just got a sack. So there you go. Go Puna Ford. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening, Bob.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Got to say, I would say the 4th-and-2 play could be an iconic play for the season. I think that was, you know, I think earlier in the game, Tony Romo mentioned a comment about championship DNA. About plays, and I think Josh made a championship DNA play there. But I want to ask you guys, what do you think about the last three games of the season? We have New England, the Jets, and New England. But before that, we have some tough games. Do you think we finish with a number two seed? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. I think they'll have a pretty damn good look at the two seed for sure. Yeah, you know, I still think they're going to have a shot at the one seed. They're going to need some stuff to go right for them. I still think you're probably going to sprinkle another loss or two in there. But if they keep playing the way they do, if they keep getting healthy and they can find a little more consistency in the run game against these really good run defenses, it would not shock me if they could run the table. If they can get healthy, get Milano back in the lineup, they've got to be able to shore up the run defense against a team like Detroit. That's just a team that if you let them run the football, they will run it all over you. So they've got no problem turning around and handing the ball off 45 times to Montgomery or Gibbs. So the Bills are going to need to get that shirt up and ready to go for when they face off in a couple of weeks. But yeah, listen, this schedule went from July thinking, man, if the Bills could get 10 wins, you'd feel really good, to could the Bills get 14 wins out of the schedule? Could they get 13? So I definitely think that's been a nice shift, at least in my mindset. I know the mindset of a lot of other people as well. Let's go to Tez. Tez, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening, Tez.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Win for the boys today, huh?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say a few things. Number one being, it's funny how, you know, when Stephon Diggs came to Buffalo at the beginning of Josh's career, he turned out to be probably the best thing that happened to Josh. And later on in Josh's career, he turned out to be the best thing by getting rid of him for Josh. And how he just excelled, how he really played free with no pressure. You just see a whole different Josh this year. Secondly, I wanted to talk about how the whole league, all over the offseason, all you heard about was how the Bills was rebuilding. I think Sean McDermott and Brandon B took that and told the league to shove that, you know where. That rebuilding process, they're going for it this year, and they have the best team they had, I believe. And for, you know, Sean McDermott, he's awesome. Every year we're in it, you know, and I think he's only going to get better. And lastly, I just wanted to ask you, as far as the playoff teams this year, mm-hmm. Every team is good.
Yeah.
Every team is good. So, I you know, the one or the two seed, I don't think nothing is a sure thing as far as the way these teams with Pittsburgh, you know, the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, you know, you got a lot of good teams that stack in the AFC. Well, that's it. Go Bill.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tez. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, listen, it's I think this year more than ever, the bye week is it has, I think, tremendous value in that it gives you an opportunity to take a free win in the playoffs. And anytime you can get a free win in the playoffs, you got to take it. And listen, you know, the Chargers, the Denver Broncos are not going to be a fun team to play in the playoffs. I don't think there's a lot of teams that are going to want to play the Denver Broncos. They got a young quarterback who plays well. He's athletic. He knows how to run Sean Payton's offense. You've got the Chargers who, I mean, Herbert looks like a GD stud tonight and is outplaying Joe Burrow by a considerable amount. And that defense, those are two defenses right now that are scary in the Chargers and the Denver Broncos. Those are two wild card teams that have good enough defenses to probably beat anybody in the NFL. So, yeah, if you could get an extra win and then not have to face one of those teams in the wild card, keep your team rested. Listen, we talked about this on pregame with Sal this morning, which was, you know, one of the things going into that Kansas City game last year at home, the problem was is obviously the injuries to the linebackers, right? Terrell Bernard gets hurt in the Steelers game. I think, did Benford also get hurt in the Steelers game? Someone else. There was like three or four injuries from that Steelers game that if you're on the one seed and playing, you know, and you're on your bye week, you're not sustaining those injuries, and you're going into that divisional round game healthier against the Kansas City Chiefs team. So yeah, listen, there is absolutely value to that number one seed this year, maybe more than ever, because I think the Bills need to find a way to play as few games in January as they can en route to their first Super Bowl since whatever, 93 or whatever. Let's go to Mark. Mark, thanks for waiting on hold for me, man. You're on the Overtime Show. Good evening.
Hey, Nate, great to talk to you. Great win tonight. My only concern is, like, this. There's a complete lack of downfield passing, and Josh has been rather inaccurate with
he
those
has.
Throws. And this is going back to last year, I think. And one more thing, I just want to thank you. I was listening to a podcast, Talking Buffalo, for you talking about veteran leadership and how they won nothing. I couldn't agree with that more. It's completely overblown and overrated that veterans need to play and be the frontline guys at all times. And, like, people calling for Micah Hyde to come back. I don't want to see my guy back here. I don't. Put Cole Bishop in. I don't care. But, like, I completely agree with that notion you made on that podcast. Weeks ago, back in September, I was so glad someone said it for once. And that's it. But this downfield passing game, it's got to correct itself. And Josh has to be more accurate, or else it's going to be a problem come postseason.
Totally, Mark. I love the point. I think if that's the one area, if you want to look at, pick the scab a little bit on, it's definitely the deep passing game. And, you know, he had a miss today to Quentin Morris, who was running wide out. He kind of short-armed it. And then, obviously, the miss last week to Dalton Kincaid, which subsequently led to the injury, and he didn't play this week. And it feels like they've just been close a couple of times, him and Kincaid. Listen, I think you get everybody back in the lineup. Listen, they got some explosives today. They did not get any explosive plays through the pass game or on the ground in their matchup last year in January against the Chiefs. They got them today. And Khalil Shakir, I want to hammer home as much as I can that Khalil Shakir is as good and is as fun of a player as I can remember. He is easy to root for. He's always in the right spot. He's a hustle player, but he's got skill. He hangs onto the football. He's tough as nails. He is just a quintessential Buffalo Bills player, and he's fun to watch. He's a joy to cheer for. I can't say enough about the guy, the player that Khalil Shakir is, and how his development, his ascension as a player, has been so important to this team being able to move off Stephon Diggs. I think it was Tez a couple of callers ago saying how important it was for this team to bring Stephon Diggs in helping the development of Josh Allen. And just like you have in personal relationships in your life, sometimes you outgrow the people around you and then you become the best version of yourself when you move on. And listen, you know, it sucks for Diggs. For me, there's really zero hard feelings about Stephon Diggs and how things went down. It wasn't he was frustrating at times and, you know, some of the stuff off the field and the Twitter and all that stuff. But he meant so much to the initial development of Josh Allen's game as both a leader and the guy on the field. And I think his moving on forced Josh to grow up a little bit and mature and be forced to read the defense. He is, to me, Josh is doing more pre-snap than he ever has in his career. They have really entrusted Josh to be the manager of the offensive line, and a veteran offensive line, by the way, right? They move on from Mitch Morse, and now Josh is doing more pre-snap in alignment and pass protection than he ever has. You can hear those jet calls. Jet 23, jet 32. You're hearing those. That's him getting the offensive line aligned before the play starts, and he's doing a great job at it. Today, if there is one game, one defense, one defensive coordinator where you have to be on your P's and Q's because they are going to bring the freaking house on you every play, it's Steve Spagnuolo in this Kansas City Chiefs defense. I mean, you know, dropping it, the way that they're able to disguise coverages pre and post snap, the way that they're able to disguise and simulate blitzes. They're a very difficult team pre-snap to make sure you're blocked up properly and you're giving your quarterback the opportunity, or in this case, Josh giving himself an opportunity to stand in the pocket, deliver throws. The throw that he had to Amari Cooper, the one that ends up getting reviewed, but it was sort of that like rainbow over the shoulder throw at the sidelines. I mean, Josh gets that play protected pre-snap, stands in the pocket, has a blitzer barreling down on him right into his face, and he just gets rid of that football and throws it. That was one of his best throws of the season, bar none for me. That was a play that really stood out to me for this game and how this team can continue developing pre to post snap offensively, continue growing offensively, find the roles you're going to have with these players. I still don't know that they know exactly what the perfect role for Amari Cooper is, but I think they're going to find out as they continue playing week in and week out. How can they utilize him? How can they, and once he gets healthy too, I think he becomes even better weapon for this offense, because now you've got two, to me, perimeter players in Keon Coleman and Amari Cooper. You have two guys that can get open. Very different skill set. The 50-50 guy in Keon Coleman, but a guy that can also get you some yards after catch. And Amari Cooper, who I do think is their true downfield weapon. And now you add the fact that you have Khalil Shakir, a guy that can, right now, is number one in the league in yards after catch. I think they do want to get him downfield a little bit more, but what they're able to do between those two. And now you add in the fact that Curtis Samuel, I think, is finally earning the trust of Josh Allen, finding the role within this offense. In 12 personnel, you got Kincaid Knox. Things are coming together very nicely for this Bills offense, long story short. It's exciting, and it should be getting better. They scored 30 points for the first time in 30 games against this Kansas City Chiefs defense. That should definitely not be slept on in the discussions and the sort of the conclusion of this game. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. 2025. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today. More from the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. We've got player sound and reaction live from the locker room. We'll continue getting to your phone calls at 803-0550 here on the Overtime Show on WGR.
Off goes to Cook, through a hole, lowers the shoulder, and fights his way into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game. The Cook Man, holy cow!
All right, welcome back to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Nate Geary, TJ Luckman, we got a short segment. Then we've got a bunch of reaction from players coming on the other side. Let's get a quick call in. Let's go to Daryl, who's been waiting patiently. Thanks for waiting, Daryl. Good evening to you, and welcome to the Overtime Show. What do you got?
First-time caller, long-time listener. Just want to bring up the special teams today. For the last couple of years, we've kind of been struggling, but what a pickup by Brandon Bean getting that punt returner.
Yeah,
I think it's
no
made
kidding.
A huge difference.
He's a stud.
Oh, what a stud. And I think in the playoffs, once the cold weather comes around, I think it's going to make a big difference. And the only thing that I'm concerned, Tyler Bass has got to start making those extra points.
Yeah.
That's the only thing is you get Kansas City gets a guy off the street today making them, and I'm kind of worried about Tyler Bass and the extra points. He's got to turn that around. But other than that, what a pickup, a seventh round pickup for, I think this guy's going to, he's going to be a stud for us for the next 4 years on a cheap contract too.
Yeah. Thanks, Daryl. I appreciate it, man. I couldn't agree more. He was a great little late, you know, training camp pickup. They needed somebody, you know, they were going to go with what Daquan Hardy? Daquan Hardy, the rookie out of Penn State, and he's on the practice squad. But yeah, Codrington has been a heck of a pickup for Brandon Bean. But listen, if today's the day you throw flowers at Brandon Bean, because between you know, Terrell Bernard, between Christian Benford and Khalil Shakir, the only negative I have to say about Khalil Shakir is I wish that they would have gotten him going earlier in their offense than, you know, when they did towards the end of last season, the second half of last season. All right, 803-0550, the number to call. We're going to take a timeout. We got a ton of player sound to get you live from the locker room reaction after the Bills' 30-21 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Nate Geary, TJ Luckman on the board. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show right here on WGR.
Allen has to throw it wide open. It's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Well, welcome to the end zone, Curtis Samuel. A 12-yard touchdown reception, his first as a Buffalo Bill.
The Buffalo Bills hold on to the number 2 seed. They take down the last unbeaten team in the NFL and head to the bye week at 9-2 with a 30-21 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Allen in this game, 27 of 40 passing, 262 yards, one touchdown in the air, one interception. Allen did also lead the team on the ground with 12 carries, 55 yards, and the game sealing 26-yard rushing touchdown. Khalil Shakir led the way for all receivers, 8 catches, 70 yards. Meanwhile, Curtis Samuel had 5 receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown. What's next for the Bills? They get a break as they'll get the bye week and then host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football in 2 weeks. Around the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers keep pace in the AFC North. They take down the Ravens 18-16. All points by the kicker, Chris Boswell, a perfect 6-for-6 on the afternoon. The Colts take down the Jets 28-27, all but ending the Jets' season as the Jets will fall to 3-8. Meanwhile, the Dolphins trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. They win 34-19. Elsewhere within the division, the Patriots also falling to 3-8. They lose 28-22 at the hands of the L.A. Rams. This update is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. I'm Derek Kramer for WGR Sports Radio 550.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left. 23 left. Will.
It's time now for the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Now, here's your host, Nate Geary.
All right, welcome back. Hour two underway here of the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. And I'm Nate Geary, TJ Luckman on the board. Before we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon, a reminder that... Oh, that's right, because Sunday Night Football is technically on right now. So I wouldn't have a Sunday Night Football read. That makes perfect sense, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's get your eye on the quarterback, which is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. And Josh Allen in this game, you know, the numbers weren't always pretty all game, but 27 of 40, 262, a touchdown, an interception. He was sacked zero times, a passer rating of 83.5. He also led the team in rushing, 10 carries, 57 yards, one touchdown. So this... maintains a pattern of the last five games, Josh Allen having 10 or more rushing attempts coming into this game. He gets 10 in this game, so that streak continues. So there's your eye on the quarterback, once again brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. All right, let's get back to the phones, get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Rich has been waiting on hold. I will get to Rich now. Rich, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening to you. Thanks for hanging out.
Shakir, oh my God, the Illinois dog, just a grinder, dude. He just goes, gets the ball, and Allen safety blanket. I mean, Cooper, I mean, long balls, yeah, he's a little bit off, but if you look at the pass to Morris, the tight end, he was getting hit when that ball was short. I mean, I'm real happy the way he's evolving and the way he's protecting the ball. I mean, in years past, he had Jason Davis, where he make passes that maybe he shouldn't have, with the confidence that, all right, they'll go get it. And threw a lot of picks. Well, you know what? Who throws the least picks this year? And truthfully, Kansas City should have got blown out a little bit more.
I agree with you, Rich. I thought that it felt like at times that it should have been a bigger lead than it was when it came down to the end of the game.
It shouldn't have been that close. They Buffalo controlled that game. They was very disappointed. They went to the half 2 points up. I mean, they controlled that game. The defense, wow. Yeah, I mean, they couldn't be happier. And let's keep in mind, you don't got Coleman and Kincaid.
Yep.
Cooper has a cast around his wrist. Milano's coming back. And where'd that pass rush come from?
And no Spencer Brown.
Right. Hey, sorry, Casey. Your fun's over. Here we come. Stampede.
Let's hope so, baby. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for the call. Let's go to the locker room to get you some live reaction. Let's go to Amari Cooper. I saw a couple of clips from Cooper in the locker room. Was a fantastic post-game interview. So we'll bring you Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
What's it been like to watch him do what he does, especially at the end of the game there with Aaron?
It's been cool, man. He, you know, they're... The league has stars, and he's one of them. You know what I mean? He's just a tremendous talent. Very skilled guy. You know, some guys are just made to play ball in the position that they play, and he's definitely one of those guys. So, yeah, it's been very fun to watch. I've been having a lot of joy since I've been here. I mean, we won every game, so it's been cool, man.
Not that you can compare, but you've been around a lot of elite athletes. But is there ever a point, even at your level, where you see a guy and you find yourself thinking, oh, you know, that's something I haven't seen before, or I didn't know you could do that?
Yeah, I think as far as what he does, that dual threat type of guy, he's definitely one of the best that I've seen. Usually with the dual threat type of quarterback, you know, they usually are better at running. I mean, he's a really great runner, but he can also throw that thing too. So I think that's what differentiates him from a lot of other quarterbacks, that he has both in his arsenal and he's really good at both. So,
what was your perspective on the run, the 4th-and-2 run, watching that play? Like, can you take us through what you saw?
It was crazy. I mean, as a play, we practiced. I could have got the ball, so I'm just like, I'm hoping he throws it, but it's like, I'm like kind of anxious. It's 4th-and-2, you know what I'm saying? So he pump faked it and he ran, and I thought it because he's been slotting all game, and that's kind of another thing. Like when I used to watch him, like back in the day, he used to take a lot of hits, but he used to like you know, obviously have these big runs, but he was sliding all game, so I wasn't sure if he was going to go for it. But and that's what I was alluding to earlier as far as, like, you know, how smart he is. He knew the situation. Like, yo, we need to score. We had this great offense on the other side. I can't slide right here. So, yeah.
The first pass that you caught down the left sideline, he dropped it right into your left hand, and you catch it. Did that give you any more confidence? Hey, this thing is okay. I can grab this ball out here.
Yeah, it did, because, I mean, I just kind of threw it up there. Right. You know what I mean? It always gives you confidence. You can catch a ball early, yep. Help your team. You know, 30-yard game. We went down and scored. Yeah, man, that's the birth of confidence, man. When you're able to when you're able to make something happen. So yeah.
And then how did the game feel today? Like, yeah. Overall, how did it?
It felt good, man. It felt good. It's definitely getting a lot better. So I'm just glad to be able to be out there.
You know? And how big will this bye week be then for you and your hand?
Yeah, it'll be really good. You know, every day matters when it comes to, like, you know, injuries and stuff in this league. Every day matters because the season isn't forever. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you can get better every single day, 1% better, that's all that matters.
And then on the one that they challenged, but you had your foot down, looked like you didn't even turn around until the ball was about three quarters of the way there. It looked like it was perfectly placed. Tell me a little bit about that play and that route. Was that, hey, you're, is it just a timing route, basically?
Not necessarily. I mean, every route is pretty much a timing route, but it was a double move, kind of on the fringe of, do I rush it? Which you're never supposed to really rush a double move, but it's like, double moves take longer than regular routes, and, you know, every good defense is going to get to the quarterback. So I made sure I took my time, but there was a guy in his face. So that's why it looked like I didn't see it till it was three quarters in the air, because a guy was in his face, so he threw it up. But I went and made a play. Yeah.
Did you know you had 2 feet down before they even challenged it? Were you confident?
I was confident that I was like 90% sure, but you never know. But I've been in that situation before, too, to where you kind of have the feel, okay, I got this foot down as soon as I caught the ball, and then I got the second foot down. But you never know which way those things might swing. So I was pretty sure, but I wasn't 100% sure.
What was it like?
All right, there is Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper following today's game. He finished with 2 catches on the day and added 55 yards. So a nice, productive day. Didn't play a ton of snaps today. Still coming back from that wrist injury, which he alluded to there in the interview. So good stuff there from the, you know, newest Buffalo Bill, I would say. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th, 2025. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Let's go back to the locker room. We're going to hear from a couple of other wide receivers, Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC plumbing and electric needs.
I assume I know the answer, Curtis, but does it feel like it was worth the wait to make a big splash play and a big moment?
Absolutely. You know, I stay with it each and every week. You know, I never got frustrated. You know, I knew the time was going to come at some point. You know, I'm a team guy. You know, it's all about winning.
Now, you know, Coach Brady talked about everybody each, right? Today just seemed like it was your turn. You know, Josh was looking for you. It seemed like, you know, you were the primary on a lot of plays, on some big plays. Just care to talk about your touchdown, your first touchdown as a Bill?
You know, it's just about execution. You know, 11 guys playing together. You know, gratefully, I was on the end of a touchdown. You know, I got my first touchdown, which I was happy for. Everybody was going crazy. I told you, when I got an end zone, I'm going to dance now, so let's keep it going.
Khalil, I think you're going to be nice because he's sitting right next to you, but just how impressive is it for somebody to kind of, you know, fight through maybe not the start to the season that they wanted and then make a big play in a big moment?
No, it's dope to see. I mean, the work this dude puts in, you know, every single week, every single day, every single practice, you know, training room, out on the field, after, you know, just all the work he puts in, it's dope to see it pay off.
Amari battling through the wrist injury. He had 2 catches, but they were huge in this one. How important was he, even though he wasn't, didn't have a bunch of catches, not huge stats, but 2 really big ones?
Yeah, I mean, it's dope to see that as well. You know, I've said just the level of player that he is. You know, every single year in the league, he just showed out that he's one of the best wideouts in the league, and it's dope to see, you know, those players. I think the first one was one hand. Was it one hand? Yeah, I mean, I just start yelling. It's just dope to see somebody like him buy into what we got going on, and you know, him celebrating with the team as well. You know, he's a team guy, so great dude.
Khalil, When the game is on the line, 3rd and 9, 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game, the play is called, and you know that you have a kind of idea that the ball is coming your way. What is going on in your mind at that moment?
As funny as it is, really not much. Like, you know, I think when you start thinking, like, oh, the crowd's loud and it's, you know, 3rd, 4th down, whatever it is, like, I think that's when, you know, mistakes happen. So for me, it's just my job as a wideout is to run the route that's for the play that's called, and when the ball comes to me, catch the ball. So,
Curtis, no Keon today, no Dalton today, but, you know, a lot of different players stepped up. Do you guys feel like you're hitting your footing at really kind of like the pivotal point of the season?
I feel like each and every week we are getting better. You know, unfortunately we had some guys down, but, you know, somebody else got to step up. You know, this bye week is going to be great for us. You know, when we get our guys back, it's going to be something special. I'm just excited, you know, everybody get this time off, you know, relax and, you know, unwind a little bit and get back the following week.
On your touchdown, they blitzed and, like, Josh just kind of picked up the read, or?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, Josh did a great job getting us into the right play. You know, it's man coverage. You know, go win. You know, we got so many dynamic guys in our room that can make guys, you know, that could win one-on-one matchups. And, you know, he trusts in us each and every time.
Khalil, Josh talked about the touchdown run that he had there. The original play was kind of a mesh play as you're going across. But then as you see him kind of cut up field, can you describe what it's like seeing him dash in the end zone like that?
Yeah, I've said this before since I've been a Bill. Like, when Josh takes off, I find myself sometimes just, like, watching, like, wow, like, he's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then as that's going on in my head, I'm like, oh my goodness, let me just, you know, follow up the play. You know, our thing is, you know, everybody run to the ball, so I started doing that. When we took off today, I just started yelling. Like, I couldn't stop yelling. I mean, I was blanking the head, kind of, you know, blacked out a little bit. Man, he's a dog. He's a great leader, great dude. Love the dude.
I mean, what was the game plan against this tough Kansas City defense? Because, I mean, y'all just about had 300 yards of total yards, and y'all pretty much did what y'all needed to do, especially on 3rd down, very efficient. Good to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it just started at the beginning of the week with, you know, watching the film, you know, Joe installing the plays and, you know, us, you know, dialing up those details within every single play throughout the whole week. You know, our 3rd down days, making sure that we're on points with our hots and our communication as well, from O-line to tight ends to running back, everybody, you know. Yeah, but I'll just say it was more just what the work we put in this week is why we were successful tonight.
Curtis, do you feel that this team is now finally starting to gain offensive rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're heading in the right direction. You know, each and every week is going to get more and more important for us to all be on the same page. You know, each and every week, our job is just to focus on us. You know, we can't focus on everybody else. We understand we're playing against good teams, but if 11 guys play together, I'm going to keep saying that, if we all play together and play our best football, the sky's the limit for us.
Khalil, you might have been asked about it. We hit a big catch for a gain on the drive before Curtis's touchdown. It was kind of like you were just an outlet. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a screen, you know, this time, just to kind of that
play. Yeah, just like, you know, check down. You know, Josh, you know, threw me the ball, and I've said this before. It's just when, as a wideout, when that ball comes your way, it's to catch it and make a play, make guys miss, and you know, executed that pretty well.
All right, there are Bills wide receivers Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir, both have big games tonight, and obviously Shakir led the way for the Bills, receiving 8 for 70 in this game, and Curtis Samuel second in both catches and yards, 5 for 58 respectively, and of course the touchdown, his first of the season for the Bills. Let's go back to the locker room. This time we're going to hear from Bills safety Taylor Rapp, who opened the game with an interception of Patrick Mahomes on the first pass attempt of the game, really got the game started from a momentum and vibes perspective. So here's Bill safety Taylor Rapp, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Yeah, you know, just you know, I was in the middle of the field, and, you know, kind of plaster play, and you know, got a good read on the ball. He overthrew it and capitalized on it.
Taylor, how pivotal? Yeah, obviously, you know, it's very early in the game, and there's a lot that can happen, but it probably sets a tone, right? Of just, like, you know, kind of the domino effect of, like, hey, like, we got this today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you guys saw obviously what we did last week. T on the first play of the game, in Indy, and you know, I think the defense too, making a big emphasis on starting the game fast, starting to, you know, in good groove. So that's what we've been able to do in the past 2 weeks, and you know, good outcome come from it. So you know, that's an emphasis that we've been trying to make.
How's the foot, and you know, what was it like? You know, what was the game plan as far as in the passing game? Because you held those guys under 200 yards today. You held them under 80 yards rushing. You know, what was the game plan as far as passing?
Yeah, you know, we had a good game plan coming into the week, and you know, we stuck to it. We executed out there. You know, really, obviously, just taking limiting the explosives, and you know, executing our plan, and that's what we did. Foot's good. Foot's good.
Taylor, what was your vantage point for Josh's touchdown at the end, the 4th-and-2 run?
Yeah, right there on sidelines. You know, I was up. You know, I was, you know, getting ready because it was 4th down, you know, defense back up and stuff. And, you know, obviously seen a couple times this season when the game's on the line, you know, 17 has a ball in his hands, and I'm a bet on him every time. So, you know, love to see that, man. I was fired up.
What was the atmosphere like for you guys? You know, how much energy did it give you guys out there on defense?
I think that's one of the loudest I've heard Bills Mafia in this stadium, and you know, it's just a testament to these fans. You know, this made it hard for us to communicate on the back end on defense, but you know, it's truly a 12th man out there with the Bills Mafia. So, man, we truly appreciate it.
Mindset now going into a bye week. You know, you guys are on a 6-game winning streak. So what's the mindset going into a bye?
Yeah, you know, I think the bye week is coming at a perfect time. You know, got a lot of banged up guys. You know, freshen up, get away for a little bit. You know, sharpen our swords and come back and you know, ready to make another run. You know, and you know, like I said, I think the bye week is coming at a perfect time for us.
You guys held Travis Kelce to just 8 yards. What was the key to kind of keeping him in check today?
Yeah, you know, just sticking to our plan. You know, we had a good plan throughout the week coming into this game, and you know, really just sticking to it.
About Cam Lewis, he made a couple of good on tackles, especially later in the game. Just his role in the dime, given his underneath tackling.
Yeah, you know, you've seen him step in this season when T went down week one. You know, he held it down at the nickel position, and then obviously, you know, we go and dime, you know, 6 DBs on the field. You know, obviously his versatility, you know, he can play safety. You know, he came in playing corner, playing, you know, dime linebacker, covering, you know, really anything nickel. So, man, true Swiss Army knife, man. I can't say enough good things about that guy.
Could you talk about Terrell Bernard, you know, game-clinching interception at the end?
Yeah, man, incredible play. Kind of brought me back to his Houston interception, kind of rolling back with it. Great hands catch. And to end the game like that, man, huge, huge, huge play, man. So happy for him.
All right, there's Bills safety Taylor Rapp. We got one more for you coming from QB1, who spoke immediately after the game. So if you missed that, we're going to get that back for you here right now. So Josh Allen from the podium. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
How we doing? Doing good.
Ronnie said hello.
Ronnie P. Love you. Yeah, 4th-and-2. Appreciate Coach for trusting us. Really had a play for man. Could have checked out of it, you know, but they held a pretty good man look. They dropped out into zone. Again, just trying to create and keep the play alive. There was a crease and just trusted the feet.
What was the play supposed to be?
Yeah, it's a man concept where Khalil, you know, if there's a man on the left side, we fly the back, try to create some eye candy, if you will, run him through the line. It's just like a mesh play. And again, they had a, I don't like that. Can you just hear that? Thank you. Yeah, they went zone, so just made a play.
Josh, were you guys thinking in that situation that you were gonna have to get 7?
I mean, anytime you give the ball back to Pat and that offense, you know, down 6 with the game on the line, you know, I'll tell you what, they like their odds in that situation, so. Wanting to get 6 or 7 to try to make it a 2-score game, and you know, our defense bowed up there at the end, and a heck of a play by TB.
Josh, care to talk about in clutch situations your will to want it more than anybody's want to be?
Yeah, again, I'm going to do anything and everything that I can do to help this team win football games. And sometimes it's, again, handing it off. Sometimes it's throwing it. Sometimes it's running it. So whatever I'm asked to do, I'm just trying to do to the best of my ability.
It's so familiar for you playing big games against this team. What does this mean at this juncture of the season?
It means we have to 9 wins. I know it's from perception, outside perception, it's a really big game, and what it means for both fan bases and the league. We're in week 11. You know, we're 9-2. Last time I checked, 9 wins probably doesn't get you in the playoffs. So, you know, going into this bye week, you get to enjoy ourselves a little bit, but coming back ready, you know, a hungry team and just trying to go 1-0.
Josh, pre-snap looked like you were making a number of checks, and I know Sean's been praising your command of the offense. Joe's been praising your command of the offense. Is that where you feel like it's showing up most, is pre-snap and the way you're seeing defenses before it moves?
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job in the quarterback room. You know, that starts with Joe, obviously, but it trickles down to RC, Mitch, Shane, Mike, Lubes, and Shermer. So, you know, it takes everybody in that room to give good looks. In the meeting room, in practice, you know, it takes a village to get a job done. And I appreciate those guys more than they know in terms of just helping me see things at a very quick pace and just rolling with it. And, again, Joe's out there calling comfortable plays. So, yeah, we're just trying to go out and execute.
There was a social media clip that caught on camera after the game, Patrick Mahomes saying to you about, you know, we'll see you again, obviously a reference to the playoffs. What's your mindset with regard to that? I know.
Yeah, given our history, we tend to meet in the playoffs. So, again, we're not there yet. We'll focus on that when we get there. But we got a bye week and then, you know, tough team coming here, I believe. San Francisco coming here. Yeah, so.
Curtis Samuel involved today, but then also the return of Cooper. Just can you deal with those two guys separately there?
Yeah, you see the catch that Coop made early on in the game, set us up for a touchdown. It's a heck of a play. And then Curtis making plays and utilizing his speed and making guys miss. Still feel like I missed him on a couple throws, and you know there's a few ones that I want back. And again, we'll come in tomorrow, figure it out, and try to get better from.
Curtis, his touchdown, that was the 11th different pass catcher to catch a touchdown from you this season. With all the injuries you've dealt with in that unit, what does it say about them to continue to find ways to score points?
Yeah, guys staying ready. I know Curtis hasn't had the amount of success that he's wanted in this offense so far, but he's been as consistent as possible. He works his tail off. I trust him implicitly. You know, I threw the ball and I got flipped upside down, and as I was getting up, I put my hands up because I knew he was going to score. But again, sometimes it's your day, and we're going to have to utilize him going forward because when he has the ball in his hands, he's very, very dangerous playmaker. And, you know, I just commend him for how hard he's been working and the composure that he's had throughout the entire season.
How about Ryan Vandermark? He stepped in today for the injured Spencer Brown. What did you see from him in his big start?
Yeah, very, very proud of him. Again, just a guy that loves football, loves his teammates. He works his tail off. And he cares so much about this game. So it was very cool to see him go in there and play as well as he did. I don't know, did we have any sacks today? I don't think we did. So, again, did we?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, throw him in there, and, you know, it didn't seem like we missed a beat.
Josh, how would you describe your level? Go ahead, Mook.
Josh, how important was time of possession and being efficient on third down today?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the better you can be on third down, typically the better team you're going to be. You know, moving the chains, time of possession is so big against this type of team and offense. Keeping it away from them as much as possible because you never know what's going to happen when the balls are, you know, the ball's in their hands. So, again, just trying to convert and execute every play call.
Do you have a way of putting into words your level of trust with Khalil?
Yeah, I mean, just throw it to him. Seems like he comes down with everything. You know, felt like I could have put that one in front, that last third down one a little bit in front so he didn't take a shot like that. But he's as tough as they come. He just gets the job done. Hey, guys.
All right, there is Bills quarterback Josh Allen following tonight's 30-21 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to do it for us back here in our Amherst studios. For TJ Luckman and myself, Nate Geary, we appreciate you listening to the latest edition of the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service.